This is Robert Rogers from Parkinson's Recovery. The show today has to do with helping individuals who are having a challenge with a vision, with eye problems. Parkinson's Recovery is really all about providing support, resources, and information to individuals who are looking for ways to get natural remedies from the symptoms of Parkinson's. And one of the challenges that I have really faced over the last several years is being able to find and identify a treatment or a therapy that's natural and that does provide significant and sustained relief for individuals who are confronting vision problems. My task, my agenda, has been motivated by my uncle, Gordon Ward. Gordon, about 18 years ago, began to confront some significant challenges with his own vision. He developed cataracts, and Gordon was always an avid reader. And in addition, Gordon was a tennis player. The two passions of his life, in addition to his love for my aunt Betty, were basically tennis and reading. And so when he began to have difficulty with reading and difficulty with his tennis game because of cataracts, he elected to have cataract surgery. And of course, for many people, this is a viable solution. But for Gordon, the surgery went well in one eye, but in the other eye, it was terribly botched for reasons that are unknown to everyone. And so he basically lost vision in that eye. And in addition, he had double vision and really was unable to read and was unable to play tennis again. Shortly thereafter, Gore developed the symptoms of Parkinson's. And my Aunt Betty said that she always thought that the stress that was created from the surgery was one of the primary reasons why the symptoms of Parkinson's tended to float in. So I've been motivated and intense and focused on trying to identify some sort of a therapy that might provide individuals with an alternative to cataract surgery. Again, that's an alternative, and for some people, it really needs to be done. But clearly, if there's an alternative, it would be in everybody's best interest to avoid any kind of surgery, particularly individuals who have the symptoms of Parkinson's. I have actually found that therapy after several years of work and investigation, and I'm going to be interviewing representatives from the company that actually makes this particular eye drop product, which is a natural product, and in essence, it is an anti-inflammatory, and that's why it works. It basically reduces the inflammation in the eye and the eye muscles and in the retina, and that makes it possible for all sorts of healing to occur in the eye, including issues such as dry eye, issues such as cataracts, and other kind of double vision or blurring or night vision kinds of problems. So apparently, this particular approach, which was developed by a Russian scientist, has really been well received, and it's now recommended by many, many, many doctors across the world. So I believe I found something that really is going to help many, many individuals be able to recover sight and be able to heal themselves in a natural way. So I've identified representative of the company, Jennifer Jones, and I've asked her a whole series of questions about this particular product. And so what I'm going to do today is I'm going to air my previously recorded interview with Jennifer Jones.
I am interviewing today Jennifer Jones, who is the spokesperson for Innovative Vision Products. And specifically, that's the company that Dr. Mark Bapacheos is in charge of, who is, this particular company is a research and development company for issues related to eye challenges. Jennifer Jones is a third-party person associated with that particular company. It occurs to me that eye problems can be directly related to challenges that individuals with the symptoms of Parkinson's have with being able to walk, trot, walk, run, or whatever. And so the better health of the eye, the easier it'll be for individuals to get out and to do the kinds of things that they need to do. So thank you so much for being with us today, Jennifer.
Well, thank you for having me on the show with you today. I'm very excited to be here. And so what we're really talking about here is some research that was conducted in Moscow almost 12 years ago. So this is a product that's actually been around for a while, but the research is so fascinating in that The Helmholtz Research Institute of Eye Disease, based in Moscow, is one of the leading eye research institutes in the world. And it's interesting, in other countries, more than here in the United States, some of these universities and research facilities actually focus on science for science's sake. There is no financial gain to be had for this research. And in this case, they were targeting degenerative eye disease, specifically cataracts. And in researching this, they noted that there was a specific peptide that was glaringly deficient in the eyes of people with any form of degenerative eye disease. And that peptide was carnosine. Many of you have seen carnosine in health food stores. It supports muscular function. And so the theory was, if eyes that were diseased have a deficiency in carnosine, what would happen if we reestablish those levels? And they began their trials, of course, with rodents, as often is the case, and they used cataract as the model. Interestingly, it was a very dramatic result. They applied carnosine topically to the eyes of rodents who had cataracts, and they had an astounding reversal response. This, of course, ignited further research. They went on to canine trials and eventually on to human double-blind clinical trials that were conducted. They refined the carnosine that they were using to something that's now called N-acetyl carnosine, which is specifically formulated to target and to be beneficial for the eyes. The benefit of this form of carnosine is that it has a specific purity factor, so there's absolutely no free radicals left afterwards, no side effects of any kind. It can be used indefinitely without causing any type of harm, only health benefits. But at the end of the day, after their studies were concluded, 90% of the participants who had cataracts at the onset of the study now had significant reversal responses. Of course, the individuals who had more established cataracts, their response was not quite as good because the cataract actually hardens as it matures. So it was a very interesting study. More interesting, though, in many ways, is the fact that many of the participants in the study had accompanying ocular conditions such as glaucoma, macular degeneration, retinal issues, even simple dry eye condition. And it was noted in the trials that these conditions also showed signs of improvement. Well, the product has been being marketed now for about 10 years, and in that 10-year period, it has become more evident how positively reintroducing carnosine is for ocular health and for addressing a whole list of degenerative eye conditions. So it's been a very exciting 10-year period in eye research, because up until this research, other than doing nutritional support for degenerative eye disease, there really weren't a lot of options. So it really is, I think, one of the more significant breakthroughs in eye medicine and in eye treatment options for people, because generally people think that their eyes are just going to worsen, they're going to have to go to the doctor eventually and have some type of surgery to address whatever condition they're dealing with. And so it's very exciting to see the advancements that are now being made in this direction.
Many people will be wondering, why in the world am I talking to a person who knows a great deal about what people can do to get relief from problems they're having with eyes, and yet Parkinson's recovery is all about helping people with the symptoms of Parkinson's get relief. So what in the world does the overall health of the eyes reflect in the body with regard to health?
Well, as many of you may know, in Chinese medicine, the first thing a Chinese medicine doctor, an Oriental medicine doctor, will do in his diagnostic effort is look at the eyes. The eyes are the windows to the soul, and they're also the windows to the health of the body in many ways. They're sort of, we refer to them as kind of the canary in the room, as the most vulnerable organ in the body to any type of imbalance. So when the eyes start declining, you have to also look at the body. The liver is directly related to the eyes. And so often when you start having eye problems, you know you're alerted that it's time to go take care of the liver, for example. And so any type of inflammatory condition in the body is going to affect the eyes. Diabetes is a fine example of this, in that most diabetics are very concerned about attaining various types of degenerative eye disease, and they are the most vulnerable because they have a high inflammatory response in the body. They have insulin response that's out of whack. All of these things very much can exacerbate a pre-existing condition or even bring it on. And so for people with Parkinson's, who, of course, inflammation is a major concern, you know, this is the type of thing that the eyes are gonna let you know when you're not having a good day even. So it's interesting, when people have even an allergic reaction in the body, often they'll notice that day their eyes are not performing as well for them just because they have a higher level of inflammation. It doesn't take many days of that type of thing for a permanent condition to begin to present. So again, many, many people who do not have Parkinson's use this product purely preventatively, just as part of their anti-aging effort to improve the health of their eyes and to keep their eyes healthy as they continue the aging process. We have many pilots and many computer programmers, for example, who use their eyes very strenuously. In keeping the carnosine levels established in the eyes is kind of like how you take vitamin C to improve the health of the body. This is what carnosine does for the eyes. It just improves all the immune responses and the healing responses in the eye.
Tell us more about the typical problems that people experience with their eyes.
Well, there's a whole list of conditions. Most of us have heard of them. Of course, cataracts is one that's more familiar. We all know somebody who's gone through cataract surgery, right? Glaucoma, which is the eye pressure problem that plagues so many people. It's a oxidation issue as well. It is something that occurs, and the natural outflow pathway of pressure release in the eye is blocked, and you end up with high levels of pressure that can damage the eyesight very quickly. You have macular degeneration, which is a very prevalent problem in our country today. And simple dry eye is actually something that, it's interesting, many people have dry eye condition. They think it's something that just should be endured. In actuality, dry eye is the first big red flag of the declining health of the eye, and it is not something that should be ignored. Again, reducing the stress load of the eye is what's going to protect it, is going to enhance its health. So pay attention. We have to listen to our bodies. I know this is something, Dr. Rogers, that you've talked about many, many times, about listening to the body, paying attention. When the eyes are stressed, when they're uncomfortable, take care of them. Even a simple eye lubricant can reduce the stress load in the eyes and help protect them. And there, of course, all of the various retinal conditions that can occur, retinal detachments that people often face. And there's corneal issues. There's a whole list of degenerative eye conditions that really can be avoided if a person is aware and informed. You know, of course, having a good diet and, you know, nutritional support is a wonderful thing and very helpful. Can-See is just kind of the next phase. That's the name of the product, of introducing carnosine topically to the eyes, because this is going directly into the cells of the eyes and behaving exactly as carnosine did in the eyes when we were young and healthy. And so you're kind of cheating the aging clock a bit, if you will, with use of the product. But it doesn't take many days of using it if you have a pre-existing condition to be aware that something very good is happening to the eyes.
I know many people with the symptoms of Parkinson's have cataracts, so I want to focus on that. Why should people be so concerned about cataracts?
Well, cataracts are going to eventually, you know, if they're left unattended, can ultimately deprive you of your vision, and before that, deprive you of your driving ability. And that is one of the big fears of most of us, that losing any of our independence along the way, and certainly for Parkinson's, that is a constant concern. And so it is something to be, you know, not to be ignored. You know, again, we've had wonderful cataract surgery available, and so many people will ask the question, you know, well, why don't I just go in and have the surgery? Well, again, the eyes being the most sensitive organ in the entire body to any type of trauma, I think you probably know where I'm going with this, that when you do surgery on the eyes, you traumatize the eye. And quite often, and the statistics are just a little too high for secondary issues that manifest post-surgery. And so it is something to be avoided. Surgery is a wonderful option if it's the only option you have, but when there are wonderful natural alternatives that actually support the health of the eye, you know, that's something that I think most of us would prefer than doing something as invasive as surgery.
Most people I talk with believe that cataracts will continuously get worse. Is this true from your experience?
Well, it has been true. It has been true. But even the research done with oral consumption of lutein and zeaxanthin that many people have read about can certainly slow down the progression of cataracts. So if we can slow it down, we can stop it. And if we can stop it, we can reverse it, right? It's just a matter of getting that right combination. And in the studies that were conducted in Moscow, they actually did reverse the process of cataracts. If you understand really what cataract is, cataract, you know, there's a little fatty lipid proteins that are floating around in our aqueous humor of the eye all the time, from the time we're little, minding their own business. As we age or as we obtain a degenerative condition, if we have inflammation in the body, those little proteins start to become sticky. They start sticking to one another. They start sticking to the surface of the lens, which, of course, is something we now call oxidation. It's a form of oxidation that's occurring. With use of carnosine, what it is noted for is an antioxidant agent. And so it actually reverses the oxidation in the eye. It pulls the eye into a better chemical balance, and those little lipid proteins start to become slippery again, like they were when we were young, and they begin detaching from one another and thinning out. And this is when more light begins reaching the lens of the eye, and the vision begins to improve. And it is very exciting because generally you don't have to wait very long to start seeing the visual improvements. It's one of the few products you can actually use and actually start, you know, pardon the pun, seeing the improvements yourself.
You've been telling us, Jennifer, about CAN-C. That's, as I understand it, C-A-N-C. How did this product initially become available to people?
Well, again, the research that was conducted in Moscow happened, and there was a pharmacist actually in Great Britain that met with the senior research investigator in Moscow. That was Dr. Mark Babichaya, who is also the head of a research and development company. And the pharmacist was fascinated by this research, and together they formulated the product to make it available to the public. So that was a very exciting breakthrough. The product is a very basic eye lubricant formulation with the addition of N-acetylcarnosine. And so the eye lubricant formulation itself is an FDA-approved eye lubricant, N-acetylcarnosine being a natural peptide that has not been researched by the, you know, through FDA guidelines, is not FDA-approved, but, you know, as is true with so many natural products. Generally, if something is FDA approved, as I think you're aware, it then becomes a drug. CAN-C is not a drug. It is a natural supplement for the eyes.
How do the drops work exactly?
Well, again, like we were speaking of earlier, being an antioxidant agent, it actually reverses the oxidative process that causes cataracts. It also is a natural anti-inflammatory, which reduces inflammation in the eyes, so that it can be so beneficial for Parkinson's, because even if the body is dealing with inflammation, if you have CAN-C in the eyes at that time, it will protect the eyes from that process and reduce the inflammation in the eyes that would naturally occur at that time. It is also an anti-glycating agent, so it reduces the sugar index in the eye. So if there's an elevated insulin response, it's interesting, many people reported to us that they noticed their vision got worse after the Christmas holidays. They were having trouble with vision. And, you know, after people have eaten a lot of sugary foods and things of that nature, the next day you wake up, just like when you poison yourself with anything that's sweet, you notice it the next day often. The vision is also affected by this. So CAN-C is a wonderful protective agent for the eye. And really what it does is by reducing inflammation, reducing oxidation, and reducing glycation in the eye, it allows the eye to do what it wants to do naturally, which is heal and repair itself. So it just creates the optimal environment for repair and protection of the eye to occur very naturally. I've been working with the product now for 6 years, and it just continues to amaze me. And we've got people that have been using it for 4 and 5 years continuously, and they still believe they're seeing improvements in their vision after this extended period of time, which is really quite amazing. So people, even just for their nearsighted vision, just aging eyesight, notice improvement just simply because the health of the eye is being supported so nicely. You've just got a happier, healthier eye on your hands, and it's going to perform a little better for you.
You've talked some about the research on this particular product. Can you expand a bit for us and tell us more about the research findings for this particular product?
Well, it is fascinating to look at the research because there are actual images. The Helmholtz Research Institute of Eye Disease is a leading ocular research institute, world-renowned. And the before and after pictures, I think, to me, are the most relevant. You actually see images of eyes with cataract on the surface that are very, and of course in canine studies, all of us have seen a dog at some point or another that has a cataract. It's very clear. You can see it. It's kind of a blue, white, hazy appearance on the eye. In humans, the cataract does not present that way. You generally don't see a cataract on the surface of the eye of a human. But in dogs, you do. So it's very dramatic in those studies in particular, because you really can see the before and after of the reversal process. And it's interesting. Dr. Babichev coined a phrase, and that is the Russian doctor who was responsible for this research. He coined a phrase of melting snow, because the cataract on canine eyes, you could actually see dissolving from the outside in. And just like a clump of snow might do on the road, it'll shrink from the outside in. And so dogs will often gain their peripheral vision first back. And so we've seen dogs that are completely blind with cataracts actually have amazing vision improvements. Generally, at the end of the day, when a human or any of our customers or people that we're aware of have used the product for a six-month period, when they go back into their eye doctor, the cataract is likely to still be detectable by an eye doctor, but it will have thinned out to such a degree that it's no longer affecting the vision negatively in any way, and certainly surgery is no longer a potential outcome for that person. They've optimized the health of the eye in so many ways, protected their eyes against any other type of future degenerative condition that they might be facing down the road. And so it's a very exciting product, and it's something that you can use continually. You don't need to use, you use kind of a higher dose in the beginning when you have a condition that you're trying to treat. But very quickly, as you begin to see improvements, you can reduce that dosing, because once you've established, or reestablished rather, natural carnosine levels in the eye, all you have to do is maintain those levels. And it's very easy to maintain a state of health, as we all know. Much more difficult to reverse a condition. So we use a higher dose in the beginning. As health begins to return to the eye, you drop down in the dosing, and it becomes a very, very affordable process for somebody to go through.
Given that this particular product, CanSee, has been around for 11 years, you must have a lot of experience with the side effects. Tell us, what are the side effects of CanSee?
Well, that's the interesting thing, and to have a product that has this kind of dramatic impact, there has never been a reported negative side effect in the 10 years that the product has been available in the marketplace. Now, again, this is not an all-natural product. It is a standard eye lubricant formulation. So there are people with extreme chemical sensitivities who may not be able to use the product. Honestly, in the years that I've worked with the product, there's just been a handful of people. These were people that were on very strict vegetarian diets, even had quite a few vegetables they couldn't tolerate. I mean, very extreme sensitivities that found that they were aware of something being in their eyes when they used the product. Very, very small percentage of the people, 90% of the people that use this product immediately can tell that it's doing something good for their eyes. It's very beneficial. It feels good. The eyes feel better. And so I think there's very few things that are 100%, but this product's pretty darn close, and that's a pretty darn good track record, I think, for 10 years with not a single reported side effect. I mean, we all know you can type in milk on the Internet and find people telling you it almost killed them. So there's very few products out there that you can actually search by name and not find a single reported side effect that's been at least been in the market as long as our product has. So it's a very, very safe product. You can feel very confident about using it. And the eyes tell you pretty quickly that they like it.
I want to make sure I understand your answer about FDA approval. As I understand it, the lubricant that is used in the product does have FDA approval, but the product itself does not have FDA approval. Do I understand that correctly?
Correct. That is correct. I shouldn't do this, but I kind of make a joke, you know. When we first started working with this product, I would have people contact us with interest in the product, and I would say, well, you know, this is not FDA approved. After about the fifth woman that I spoke with said, oh, good, I'll buy two boxes. with relief that it was not FDA approved, I started to understand that, and honestly, unless something is molecularly altered, it's not likely to gain FDA approval, in all honesty, because it has to be owned and funded. Those two words are very important to understand with the FDA approval process. Somebody has to be able to own it up outright. With natural products and natural entities, it's much more difficult to own something that's already been out there and everybody knows what it is. With that, it may get FDA approval at some point in time down the road, but it will take a big pharma company taking hold of it and possibly altering the molecular structure so that they can own it carefully enough to fund it. So no, the product is not FDA approved, but it is manufactured in an ISO 2000 GMP contact lens solution manufacturing facility in Great Britain. So it has met all the standards for any type of over-the-counter contact lens solution, and you will see that information within the product when you purchase it.
You have made some references to the effectiveness of the CAN-C drops. Can you just say more about what evidence really exists that they are effective?
Well, there are double-blind, placebo-based clinical trials. There's a website out there called PubMed, PubMed.com. It's a great resource for research of any kind. The active ingredient that was researched is something called N-acetyl-carnosine. You can type that in, N-acetyl, carnosine, C-A-R-N-O-S-I-N-E. You will see a whole list of data on the research that was conducted in Moscow on this product and on that formulation in actual reversal of cataract. I mean, it's wonderful to actually have, because with so many natural products, we don't have double-blind, placebo-based clinical trials that were actually conducted in a real clinical environment. So to have something like that with a natural product is very exciting, to have that level of data and support. So that is something that's available for anyone to access and review if they want to really delve in and do that level of research on it.
I'm excited about what Jennifer Jones is discussing, because I think this really offers the promise of significant relief for individuals who are having significant vision challenges, and it's an alternative to surgery. So if you can't tell, I feel like I've been searching and searching and searching and finally landed on something that I am totally convinced will provide many, many individuals with symptoms of Parkinson's with sustained vision help and assistance because of the anti-inflammatory properties of this particular product, which has been around about 10 or 11 years, but I've just landed on it to be able to figure out what it's all about. I've done a lot of investigation on this particular product. I talked to a lot of people who give amazing stories about what it's done for them. So I am totally jazzed about the prospects that this offers for individuals who are confronted with the symptoms of Parkinson's.
I am genuinely fascinated to know more about this specific product. So I've got some very specific questions that I'd like to ask you, Jennifer. For example, how often does a person actually have to apply these drops to their eyes?
Yeah. Well, you know, it depends on what condition you're trying to treat. Again, if you're using the product purely preventatively and just to improve the health of the eyes, as little as one drop a day will actually make a difference. If you are trying to address a pre-existing condition like cataract, for example, then we want a much higher dose. We would like to see people using 4 drops daily. On the instructions, it will say 2 drops in the morning, 2 drops in the evening. But keep in mind, you want to get good absorption of each dose. So be sure to apply the drops apart from one another. If you put 2 drops in one eye, you're going to waste that second drop, aren't you? Because that eye can only absorb so much liquid at a time. So a nice routine for people with cataracts is to simply apply 1 drop to each eye in the morning before breakfast, for example, and then a drop in each eye after breakfast. Now, you'll want to close your eyes after each application for 30 to 60 seconds to ensure good absorption again. And then another time of the day that works for people just to kind of keep it easy is to do 1 drop before dinner and 1 drop after dinner. It's not advised to use the product just before bed, because we like people to use their eyes for a period of time after they've applied the eye drops. They're going to get the most benefit and the most circulation of the active ingredient if they're actually using their eyes after applying the drops.
Once a person starts taking the CanSee drops, do they have to continue taking them?
Well, yes, is the answer to that question, because what you're doing with use of the product is, again, you're reestablishing a deficiency of carnosine into the eyes. And it's very interesting. After 6 months of use, we know from the clinical data that not only have you elevated carnosine levels within the lens of the eye, but you've also elevated carnosine within the cornea, within the retina, within the macula, and all the muscular systems of the eye. So you greatly optimize the health of every system in the eye with use of the product over that period of time. The good news is that once those levels have been so nicely established, again, it takes very, very little of the product to maintain that wonderful state of health that you've established. If you were to discontinue using the product entirely, it would only take a few months and those carnosine levels would begin to decline again and the eye would then become vulnerable and the oxidation would again begin to occur. So it is something that is advised to use continually afterwards. It's perfectly fine once you've really optimized the health of the eye to take a week or two off from time to time, take a little break. It's even recommended to do that because it can kind of help keep the eye in a nice healthy balance. But if you actually discontinue using the product entirely, it won't be too long before you'll begin to notice some of the signs of the aging eyesight reoccurring. We've had many, many people contact us with great urgency after being very happy with their result, and here it's 6 months later, and they're seeing a big decline in their vision again, and so they're getting back on the product. The good news is even after they've taken that long break, it doesn't take very long when they reintroduce the carnosine to pull the eye back into that optimal state of health again.
Many people in the Parkinson's recovery audience want to see recovery happen now. They don't want to be waiting around for months and months and finally see some gradual, almost undetectable improvement. How long does it really take to notice an improvement in vision?
Well, I first would say that it's not just people in Parkinson's recovery who want to see results now. But I can understand the urgency, especially there. It's interesting. We've always cautioned people to not expect to see improvements for at least the first until 90 days, to start looking for initial improvements at the 98-day point. Interestingly, we would get many phone calls from people very excited because they were seeing improvements much sooner and they felt that they were way ahead of schedule. In actuality, we believe what's occurring with those earlier improvements is simply, again, that the health of the eye is now being supported. So again, you've got a happier, healthier eyes on your hands, and they're performing a little better for you. Generally, if you're looking at cataract improvement, you're going to start seeing improvements in distance vision, because cataract primarily affects the distance vision. If you're having trouble with your nearsighted vision and you have cataracts, cataract is probably not the problem with the nearsighted vision. It's just probably basic aging eyesight that's happening for you there. But again, with your driving ability, being able to read road signs at a distance, having light sensitivity issues or night driving issues, those are definitely cataract related. So when people begin seeing improvements in the first month or so, they're often in the areas of color brightness, nearsighted vision improvement, reading ability, things that really aren't related to cataract. The cataract improvements truly do not generally present until the 90-day point. And that's when you can even have a chart on the wall, a clock across the room that you look at that you used to be able to read that you can't. Have a little marker set up for yourself and test yourself. You'll know when you're seeing better. It won't be very difficult. And then, of course, we encourage people at the 6-month point to go in and get their eyes checked again. And that's really how you document the level of progress that you're making is the, especially as far as cataract reversal goes, is the improvements in the distance vision. That's what will tell you the level of improvement that you're making. Okay?
Well, I want to push the envelope in my question. You've talked about lots of areas of improvement and recovery that are possible. So can the cataracts be completely reversed?
Generally not. Generally not completely reversed, although we have had those cases. There have been people who have gone to their eye doctor and been told that there's absolutely no sign of cataract there. Now, keep in mind that if you go to three different eye doctors, you're likely to get three different diagnoses. It's just the nature of the business, I'm afraid. So we always take that into consideration. So generally at the end of the day, unless you had a very, very beginning cataract to start with, there's going to be some sign of cataract that will be detectable to an eye doctor when he looks in your eye. The good news, though, and the important point, again, is that it will have thinned out to such a degree that it's no longer impacting the vision negatively in any way, and now you are completely out of risk or out of line for having any type of surgery to improve your situation.
What if an individual has already had cataract surgeries? Can the CanC drops help heal their surgery after effects, or should they just not even think about taking the CanC?
Well, as we talked about earlier, Doctor, the post-surgery state of health of the eye is often, you know, an eye that's been traumatized. It is now vulnerable to other degenerative conditions. Many people, after cataract surgery, develop dry eye condition. Many of them begin to have retinal issues. Some people actually develop a secondary cataract behind the new lens. Now, your eye doctor will say things to you after surgery like, well, you may get a little cloudiness that may occur here in the next few months, and if you do, we'll just go in with the laser and clean that up. What that actually is a secondary cataract forming behind the new lens. So the eye is vulnerable to these things, and every time we traumatize the eye, it depletes the eye of its natural resources for healing. So if you were already deficient enough in carnosine to allow cataract to form in the first place, now we've gone in and traumatized the eye. So whatever levels were there before are completely gone now. So you've got an eye that's vulnerable, much more vulnerable at this point in time, to a whole list of degenerative conditions. So it only makes sense to use something like CanC post-surgery to help boost the health of the eye and support the health of the eye that's already been traumatized. And you've got a lot of years in front of you. Many people are in their 50s who've had eye surgery. They've got another 40 years to look at, you know, to look ahead. And so it's only, from my experience, it's a very wise thing to do to support the health of your eyes after surgery.
From my understanding, I want to be clear about the other problems with eyes that these particular CanC drops might help with, as well as cataracts.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, it's interesting. As I've worked with the product and talked with physicians who use the product in their practices and of course, people who are using it themselves, there's many, many stories that I've come across in the last 5 to 6 years that I've been working with this. One story in particular is very interesting. I had a gentleman who had ordered the product and for his cataracts, and he called and was curious because his eye pressures, which had been a chronic problem for him, had all of a sudden gone down. Now, this is a person who was diagnosed with glaucoma in his 20s, and he was now 75 years old. And he was on 3 different prescription eye pressure medications. He began using CanC to treat his cataracts. His pressures, which had been running with the 3 medications, 24 and 25, which if you know anything about glaucoma, that's a very high eye pressure and one of great concern. And within 6 weeks of using CanC to, innocently using CanC to address his cataracts, he wasn't expecting it to address his glaucoma, his pressures dropped to 14 in the left eye and 15 in the right eye. His concern when he contacted us was, would the eye pressures go too low? This was his concern, if you can imagine. And we informed him that, no, it should find the optimal level and balance out there. He was able to get off 2 of his prescription medications, which he was thrilled about because they do have horrible side effects. And he continues to use CanC at very low dosing now. His cataracts have cleared up nicely, and he's down to the 1-drop daily dosing just to maintain the state of health of his eye. That was 2 years ago, and his eye pressures have continued to be very, very manageable with only the 1 medication now and the use of CanC. And we have found many, many stories similar to this with many people. Again, keep in mind that glaucoma is an oxidative issue also. There's something called the trabecular meshwork, which is the outflow pathway that allows the pressure release in the eye. And much like the reversal of oxidation that is cataract, CanC affects that oxidation as well favorably. Now, generally, our people with glaucoma are not able to get off their prescription medications entirely, but they're usually able to reduce their dose, which is significant because of the side effects of those drugs. So, and again, it's improving the health of the eye. So it, as an antioxidant, it mitigates a lot of the side effects of the drugs. So it's a wonderful, wonderful complement. It actually enhances the effectiveness of the drugs in some ways. The pharmacist who manufactures CanSee has stated that if they apply the CanSee drops a half an hour prior to the drug, because of the wonderful delivery agent that is in CanSee, it actually enhances the effectiveness of the drug. So they're very complementary to one another. People with macular degeneration have reported to us that they feel it's improved the condition. We have no evidence that indeed it does, but we are quite convinced that it does seem to have a very stabilizing effect on macular degeneration, which is quite significant because macular degeneration, just by the name, lets you know what the nature of that disease does. It degenerates. So for the product to stop that degeneration is hugely significant. You know, sadly, we don't have any studies with CanSee targeting macular degeneration. We really need a study like that. We don't have it. But it is something, again, that does seem to have a very stabilizing effect on a very, very critical eye condition. And, of course, dry eye condition, what we have found for many people is that, you know, the lubricant that CanSee is not necessarily a superior lubricant. It is a basic eye lubricant. So in and of itself, the lubricant is not going to effectively make a dramatic improvement for somebody with chronic dry eye problem. But the N-acetylcarnosine, we are now learning, facilitates a healing response within the tear ducts themselves, and they actually begin performing better. And so many times people are able to see significant improvements in their dry eye condition after they've used the product for several months because the tear ducts are starting to kick into gear and start performing better again. So, you know, in retinal conditions, the same. People with, you know, the risk of a retinal detachment or retinal tear, again, we are reducing oxidation. We're getting the free radicals out of the way, and the cells can knit and heal and repair themselves better, and you often will find improvements in those conditions. So, it's very fundamental. It's like anything else in the body. When you get the toxins out of the way, you reduce inflammation. The body does what it wants to do by itself, which is heal and repair itself. It's a very simple concept. You know, if you can have a stabilizing effect on something like that in the eyes, it is huge because there really has not, and up until this product, there really has not been anything that dramatic available for people with eye conditions.
Can the CanSee eye drops that you've been telling us all about be used on animals?
Well, that's a great question. It's you know, we have probably a good percentage of our people who use the product are actually purchasing it for their dogs primarily. We have many people who are sharing the product with their pet. What's very exciting about this is that the dogs, it's interesting, they seem to start acting eager to get the drops put in their eyes. We have many, many people telling us this. It's very soothing to their eyes. Cataracts in dogs' eyes are actually an irritant to them. They actually feel the roughness of the cataract in their eyes. So it's almost an immediate improvement, and they often will have a lot of that goopy matter because of the irritation that's presenting in their eyes. So right away, people who use this on their animals begin to see some improvements. But what's so exciting, I think, is that you can, again, actually see the cataract on a dog's eye. You can actually see the improvements. But to answer your question, absolutely yes. The dosage is a little bit less for dogs. For people, we recommend 4 drops. For canines, it's a 3-drop dosing, 1 in the morning, 1 in the afternoon, and 1 in the evening in each eye that has cataract. Applying drops to a dog's eyes can be a little bit tricky. A very simple technique is to simply pull that loose skin of the lower lid out slightly. It creates a nice little pocket. You just drop the droplet right into that pocket and cup your hand over your pet's eyes and so that the eye will stay closed for about 30 seconds up to a minute. And generally, it's very doable for most people. It's just a matter of months, and you will start seeing improvements. Many dogs are actually bumping into things because they've lost some of their vision. You'll notice behavioral improvements before the appearance of the cataract will actually change. So if you know your pet well, it won't take long for you to be able to identify just in their behavior alone that they're starting to see better. for dogs where the cataract is more mature, often they have lost some of their playfulness. They're more hesitant at doorways. Going from a dark room to a bright outside environment, or going from a bright environment into a dark room, you will see a hesitation in your animal. Those are real good areas to kind of pay attention to after you've been using the product for a month or so, to begin seeing improvements. Now, sometimes people will see improvement in as early as a few weeks. With dogs, they do seem to respond faster to the product than humans do. They don't have some of the same defense mechanisms in their eye that can break down the product as quickly. So it actually is more effective in dogs than in humans, or faster to see results in canines than you will see in humans. So it's a very exciting thing, a very simple thing, since surgery for canines, and usually dogs are fairly elderly when you're looking at doing the surgery, and putting them under anesthesia, an elderly dog is a bit risky. It's just a wonderful, safe option that generates some pretty phenomenal results for people.
I want to get down to the nitty-gritty with regard to the CanSee eye drop product. How long does a bottle actually last? How much is in it, and how long does it last?
Well, each package is a little box that contains 2 5-milliliter bottles. And so generally speaking, if you're treating both eyes for cataract, we always advise people that they're probably going to go through 2 boxes in a month. Now, with that said, the manufacturer does overfill the product slightly, because we are aware that with an eye drop product, there is going to be a fair amount of wastage. So if you're halfway good with eye drops and getting them in your eyes successfully, the product will likely last you quite a bit longer than we say it does. You'll find this to be true. But generally speaking, you want to expect that you're going to go through, if you're treating both eyes for cataract, doing 4 drops a day in each eye, that one box with 2 bottles is going to last you about 3 weeks. Okay?
What's the shelf life of the drops?
It's a 2.5-year shelf life. It's a very stable formula. The product does not need to be refrigerated. It is even stored at the manufacturing plant at a relatively room temperature environment. So again, it's a very stable formulation. You certainly don't want to expose it to, you know, extreme heat or extreme cold. It can actually get very, very cold, but if it's frozen solid, you're not going to want to use the product. Not that it would harm you in any way, but you would have negated some of the effects of the active ingredient. And you certainly don't want to leave an open bottle, for example, sitting in a hot windowsill, but you can take it with you in your purse, you can take it when you're traveling, but you do have to kind of be aware that you don't allow it to get extremely hot or extremely cold. The manufacturer who makes the product says pretty much keep in mind that if the environment you have the bottle in would be comfortable for a human, it will be okay for the product.
I assume then from what you said that the particular drops, the CanSee drops, do not have to be refrigerated.
No, not necessarily. There is a liability statement in the insert in the box that recommends refrigeration when you're on of the open bottle, mind you. But again, you're going through a bottle in a little over a week, keep in mind. And so it's perfectly fine to keep it at room temperature. When you're on maintenance dose and you're down to only 1 drop a day and you're hanging on to that product a lot longer, then it's probably a good idea to go ahead and refrigerate the open bottle, because you're going to be having a bottle last you longer than a month. But for actual treatment of a condition, it's more important that you're able to keep that open bottle in a convenient location, because you're applying the drops multiple times during the day, and having easy access, having it with you, can be very, very important.
Many people with the symptoms of Parkinson's tend to take supplements, and of course, many are on prescription medications. Are there any supplements or products or prescription medications that interfere with the effectiveness of the CanSee drops?
Fortunately, there are no drugs that actually interfere. You can, you know, continue on with any of your prescription medications. You know, we do know of quite a few drugs that can actually exacerbate the growth of cataracts. A lot of people with blood pressure medications, for example, tend to have more aggressive cataracts. People who have to be on thyroid medications often have far more aggressive cataracts. So a lot of these you need to be aware of, and they can actually mean that the reversal process with the CanSee may be extended somewhat, but at the end of the day, you will still have a very good result. There are a couple of natural supplements, however, that Dr. Babichev, the Russian doctor who conducted this research, advises to be discontinued when using CAN-C. And unfortunately, they are two very common eye support nutrients. And one of them is called lutein, which many of you have probably heard of. Lutein, L-U-T-E-I-N, lutein, and then zeaxanthin, Z-E-A-X-A-N-T-H-I-N-E. So check your labels of your products. If you're taking any oral supplement that contains either of those two ingredients, they should not be used. And here's the reason why. They are carotenoids, and their action in the eye is somewhat similar to CAN-C. And if you have too much of that action going on, too much of that similar kind of action going on, you can actually diminish some of the other beneficial peptides in the eye. So for the period of time, especially that you're using the higher doses of CAN-C, it is recommended to set those supplements aside. You don't have to do so indefinitely. Once you go to maintenance dose on the CAN-C eye drops, you can reintroduce those supplements. But there is a balance there that you need to be aware of, and of course this information comes with the product and instructions about that.
So this is right along the lines of what Parkinson's Recovery is really all about. This is clearly a product that is natural, and it clearly is a product that's been around a long time. It's clearly a product that has a great deal of research to support its effectiveness with cataracts and other eye problems.
Well, thank you again, Doctor, for having us on today. And I think just to close, I would say that, you know, there's very few things in our life that can impact our quality of life as much as our vision. I know Dr. Babichea feels that way, that the vision is really, as far as independence and being able to get around in the world, if you don't have your eyes, you're in trouble. And so to do something that can protect something that can impact your life at that level, we all feel that we're doing something very, very important in this work, and we will certainly be here. Thank you again.
And thank you, Jennifer.
If you would like to be able to obtain additional information about this particular product called CAN-C, I want to invite you to visit the following website, www.cataracts.parkinsonsrecovery.com. That's all one word, so it's the word Parkinson's without an apostrophe, the word recovery.com. And there you'll see additional information, the research evidence, and also a way to actually order the CAN-C drops. I believe it's the real thing. I believe it's going to help people get incredible improvement with the vision, with daily use, and I'm sold. I've talked to a lot of people. A lot of doctors are recommending the CAN-C drops to their patients. It's clear to me that this is a winner in terms of something that really can give individuals relief from their sight challenges. Products, only those that I'm totally convinced are safe, natural, and really can help people. So I'm on board with this one. I've done a lot of research. I've talked to a lot of people. I've heard a lot of evidence. I've read a lot of research. And this one is clearly a winner. So go to the webpage, check it out, especially if you are an individual that's having challenges and difficulty with your vision. It's not a primary symptom of Parkinson's, but many people that I talk with are having difficulty with dry eyes. They're having difficulty with double vision. They are having difficulty with cataracts. The overall health of the eyes are a reflection of the overall health of the body. And so my thought is to be able to help the eyes become healthier will have an indirect impact on the overall health of the body. And who knows, it might be that this will also have some impact on symptoms. That's yet to be determined. And I know I'll be hearing from many of you on your reports of your experience with using this natural anti-inflammatory drop, which reduces inflammation in the eye and therefore addresses many of the challenges that people have with not being able to see as they would like to be able to see. This is Robert Rogers from Parkinson's Recovery, and that is what's happening on the shores of the Puget Sound, where all the women are smart, all the men are handsome, and all the children are truly loved. Know that you are on the road to recovery. Good day.